the headquarters of the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race in both Alaska and Canada were buzzing on Saturday with talk of snow and mushing. Two-time champion Alan Moore plans to return to the race next year.
We're going to do the same that we've done every year. It works out pretty good, and hopefully we'll have a pretty good chance at the end. And there's lots of people that will have a good chance, as good as mine, to win, but everything has to line up, as you know.
But Moore can't run the exact same race he has for the last 4 years. This year, mushers and dogs will see a mandatory 36-hour layover at the race's midway point in Dawson City, reduced by 12 hours. 2 hours have been added to another mandatory stop at the checkpoint in Eagle, and teams will take two additional 6-hour layovers at a checkpoint of their choosing in the first and last third of the race. Moore says the new rules shake up his tried-and-true race strategy.
The only thing I can think of at this moment, I'll probably have to add rest other places, probably, because we did set a record pace, you know, a couple years ago when we were coming this direction.
But in 2013, race officials diverted the trail around American Summit near Eagle. Even so, Moore says a fast pace requires rest somewhere, regardless of whether it's mandatory or not. So far, 21 mushers have added their names to the roster. KUAC's Emily Schwing was at Quest headquarters in Fairbanks over the weekend to find out who else plans to drive a team in the 1,000-mile race.
I'm Mike Ellis, and I'm here with my lead dog, Eliza, to sign up for another Quest. This will be her 9,000-mile race start this year, and I'm sure she'll be on the team.
My name's Ryan Olson, and I signed up for the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest today. I've done the 300 from both the White Horse and the Fairbanks side, so now I'm going to learn what that 400 miles in the middle is like.
Okay, I'm Kristen Pace, and I'm running the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race.
My name's Brent Sass, and I'm here to sign up for the 2015 Yukon Quest.
And what number is this for you, Brent?
This is number 9.
I talked to a lot of other experienced mushers, and they said the Yukon Quest is an excellent 1,000-mile race for rookies. It's a lot more forgiving in terms of actually having people you know handling for you and taking your dogs. And also just the hospitality is apparently unmatched anywhere in the universe. So one of my favorite things is showing up in the middle of nowhere late at night and having the light on in a cabin for you with a home-cooked meal and people who are really happy to see you.
Number nine. Lucky number nine.
Yeah, 9, I mean, I'm going to win the race. There's no doubt about it. I have a really, really, really good dog team. It's the same dog team from last year, and I'm adding 8 2-year-olds, 2.5-year-olds to the mix this year to train with. So I'm hoping that a few of those guys beat out a couple of the veterans, you know, the guys that are getting a little older. So we'll see.
Tell me more. Liza, can you tell me anything else? Any more? No, that's it? Can't believe it.
Mushers have until early January to add their names to the mix. Mushers' applications will be reviewed by the Rules Committee before the race begins. The 31st Yukon Quest starts Saturday, February 7th in Whitehorse, Yukon.